At the age of just 49, Paul Green has tragically passed away. A true legend of the game, Greeny dominated as a player.
Slips it back inside for Green, a beautiful ball.
And a coach.
I suppose if I could sum it up, I'm just really proud of the way they won tonight. How they've gone about everything they've done this year.
Playing 160 NRL games, winning the Rothmans medal in 1995, playing 10 Origins, and then coaching for 167 games, winning the Cowboys' first ever competition.
He's got it!
Playing the NRL at only 5'6", you have to be tough. And Greeny never took a backward step from anyone.
Green stepping away, rushing players twice his size.
As a player, he played at the highest level for Queensland and Australia. As a coach, Paul Green was a winner.
And we have witnessed perhaps the greatest of them all. What a game!
He'll be forever remembered as the man who brought the Cowboys their first ever premiership. Today we say goodbye to a champion.
It was a good way to finish.
Rest in peace, Greeny.
As we just mentioned, Paul Green has passed away in Brisbane. One of his great mates, played a lot of footy nearly your entire careers together or against each other. Wendell, yeah. It's been a very emotional day for you, mate. How are you feeling?
Oh, I've got to say, you know, guys, I'm out at Penrith at the moment. I'm at Bluebet Stadium. I sort of wish I was in the studio with you guys, but it's a tough one because when I left to come out here at about 1:30 or 1 o'clock, I got the news, you know, on our WhatsApp chat, and I thought you were talking about something else with Paul Green passing away, and then I pulled over and then I just had a look, and then, you know, Greeny obviously passed away this morning, and then I just started crying. It's very surreal because, you know, not long ago I just lost Roy and just lost Warnie. We all in the same era. But, you know, Paul Green for me and his family, you know, in Brisbane in the 90s, I come through in 1993, and the Brisbane comp was a pretty good comp, and Paul Green came through that East Tigers, and he won the Rothmans medal in 95, so we all knew who Paul Green was, but he couldn't get a start at the Broncos because he had a guy called Alan Langer there. Mm. But, you know, I played Origin with Greeny, my last Origin was with Greeny. I played in Super League Grand Final against Greeny, and he was one of those blokes that you're always happy to see. Very witty guy, typical cheeky halfback, but never had a bad word to say about anybody. And I've got to be honest, I haven't stopped crying all afternoon because it's just a wave of emotion because obviously Amanda, his wife, and he's got two young kids and a beautiful family, the Green family. And I know it's just so surreal to think that at the age of 49, and I think the Sharks had their reunion on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just, you know, this has just been a crazy couple of years, and mate, I'm absolutely heartbroken. You know, I've had heaps of phone calls today and text messages, and even I actually called Jonathan Thurston just when I was on the way out, and Thurston was he took the call and he called back. He goes, I said, mate, can you believe it? He goes, my phone has just been blowing up, and he goes, I just don't know what to say. He goes, it just hit Thurston. Thurston's coming out here tonight at Bluebet Stadium, and it's just, I haven't stopped crying, but, you know, I want to celebrate such a great man, but it's just so raw.
We got an incredible opportunity to speak to Wally Lewis later on the show. But, Della, I guess Paul Green's impact, delivering the Cowboys their first premiership, incredible.
Yeah, look, it's so big because when Greeny went up to the North Queensland Cowboys and my in-laws and that and their season ticket holders and his wife Amanda, she's from the Burdekin region, so they grew up with Kari Webb and obviously Tara and their family, so they're all very close-knit the community. And then when he went up there, Greeny just did things his way, you know. He was obviously a very good footy brain, did his time, and he went up there and, mate, to deliver a premiership to North Queensland with, you know, guys like Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston and that community and that new stadium, you know, he'll be forever remembered as delivering North Queensland one of their first premierships. I know Thurston gets a massive rap, but let me tell you, you know, you've got to have a mentor and a bloke like him, and that's why, you know, Greeny was so loved. And I remember interviewing Thurston one time, the Indigenous All-Stars, because I don't know if people know this, but Greeny's actually got, you know, his own pilot's license and stuff. And I said, mate, you been up with Greeny in that? Like, he goes, mate, not a chance, you know. So, you know, he's such a beautiful human. And, my heart is heavy today.
So many clubs that he played for, they all love him. They've all brought out their tributes to him today. He was a fine player, playing well above his weight as well. He was only a small man, wasn't he? But he was tough.
Well, he was tough too, and you know what he was good at? He was good at that A bit like Brad Haddon. He was pretty good on the sledge too, you know. He'd like he'd sort of let you know where you're going. And if you dropped a couple of bombs, he goes, oh, mate, we're kicking to you all day. So, you know, and then, okay, right here, mate. You kick it to me and I'll run back at you. You know, but just, yeah. But just like anything he did, he was competitive. Whether we're playing cards, whether you're playing golf, he was a pretty handy golfer. He was just one of those all-round talented guys. But also, that guy who's never had any enemies. So, you know, it's just to think last year he was coaching the Queensland State of Origin team, you know, and you just got to, oh, yeah, it's sometimes, it's just been a wave of emotion, just thinking about, like, you know, Greeny. The last time I actually saw him was a couple of months ago when Tristan came back. He played at Wynnum and South, and him and his wife were there, and that's the last time Tara and I had actually seen Greeny, and he was going great, and I think he was having a few beers with his mates there, and it's so surreal.
It's such a big industry, Del, but then when shocking sort of moments like this occur, you realise how close-knit the community is. And I bet you've had, you know, hundreds of texts, as you mentioned, and people reaching out. It shows it's a close-knit community, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and Gus, I know that you were, you know, we talk a lot and we communicate a lot, and Jude, you know, and this, the rugby league boys, and, you know, one of the boys just sent me a video of you know, Greeny playing golf on the weekend. He sunk this 15-foot clutch putt or whatever, and he just looked happy. And it's one of those things where you can't explain. Like, it's I know it's just happened. I'm sort of glad that I'm working today because, you know, I'm very sad, but I don't want to be sad. I want to celebrate such a good human. And I remember my last Origin. I think Lottie sent me a photo of me, him, and Greeny, and I posted it, and he just always just happy and competitive, and he liked a good time, but, you know, he's just one of the boys, and he was the ultimate professional and the ultimate competitor, which I'm going to talk to Wally about later. Yeah, we have we've got the great man Wally Lewis, and today we know it's been a sad day for rugby league, the passing of Paul Greene. And Wally Lewis, I mean, you've had a lot to do with Paul Greene through his career. How are you feeling, and your thoughts, mate?
Oh, like every other rugby league player, coach, fan. Wendell, just very upset for the with the news. It's shattering. He was a guy that came onto the scene, certainly, you know, produced some wonderful form, went on to be a great coach, and certainly a rugby league identity. That the loss of any rugby league fan, coach or player is certainly a real shame.
Wally, what we're seeing this afternoon is that moment when Jonathan Thurston kicked the field goal for the premiership against the Broncos, and they're playing it over and over again, and that's when you saw the true joy and the happiness in his life then. It was a magic moment.
Yeah, he'd achieved something that nobody else had managed to do while in charge of the Cowboys. Absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure, you know, every premiership-winning coach would recognise that, the thrill of their players putting into effect on the field what they've been, you know, trying to train them to do every training session. But Greeny certainly took on what everybody regarded as the biggest challenge of his life when he headed to the Cowboys. Everyone suggested that it was only going to be failure, but he turned things around and grabbed an honour that very few people are blessed with in their lifetime.
Well, I mean, he's touched so many people across the NRL community, having played in five clubs, and then obviously his huge involvement with Queensland Rugby League. I mean, just what's his legacy in your eyes?
Well, he used to have a little bit of a joke, actually, just to butt in there for a minute when he was talking about as many clubs as he'd been. He said, "I've been at more clubs than I've played for more clubs than the Deltones." giggle out of that, certainly the. The intentions that he planted in North Queensland for every player and fan up there to realise that they were no longer going to be ridiculed. They were no longer the easy beats. They had built a team which was competitive to every other in the National Rugby League, and to see them get over the top of the Broncos also got rid of a lot of ignorant people in southeast Queensland that said that the Cowboys would never be as good as the Broncos, and I still regard that as one of the most entertaining games of rugby league I've ever seen. It was open, attacking from all angles, and it provided a grandstand finish, and certainly anybody that didn't like that game obviously wasn't a supporter of rugby league.
Yeah, well, like yourself, you know, the best thing about, you know, when you're a half, you've got to be the competitor. And I remember in a lot of those camps, you know, because I think I came through in 93 and Greeny came through in 94. I think he won a Rothmans medal, but he was the ultimate competitor, but he was cheeky as well. And when him and Alf used to get together and, yeah, used to gang up on all of us, like whether it was me and Gordy or me and Chris McKenna or someone, but even you'd come into Origin camp and we'd love it, mate. But, you know, you could always see, that, you know, the respect that the boys had for you, and you'd go away, and he was just such a good bloke, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a fantastic fella, and you're right. I still remember the discussion that was there about his inclusion in a side. If there was he and Alan Langer in close proximity, a lot of the players used to say that you know, despite these blokes being the smallest blokes in the team, they've got the biggest mouths and the biggest intentions to upset every other player in the team. But when they got onto the football field, that's when the players loved to have them close by. They used to yap their heads off, demand better performances from all of the players around them. And at the end of the, while it, you know, might have been tough throughout the course of the 80 minutes, it certainly was appreciated by every player at the end of the game, because they'd certainly done their jobs.